in many areas, I think we were quite prepared to deal with it at the level of the premises on the island, hotels, guest houses, restaurants, etc. There were a number of contingency measures put in place to deal with what was expected in terms of the influx of visitors. But for some reason, the ball was dropped, I believe, by the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service and other authorities, who should have put measures in place to ensure that our beaches were not crowded in that way.